So the first question is, am I an Apple fanboy? Second question, what do I get if it's out of my range? Welcome to the Dandrup. It's been a minute, so that was a shit intro, but it is what it is. Welcome back to season 2, episode 1 of the Dandrup podcast. Yeah, it's been a fucking minute. I'll get into what the fuck I've been getting into in them few months that I've been off. Not done one since December. But yeah, let's just fucking start there. First of all, you can see we're doing a video element now. Reason is because I actually have a laptop capable of it not lagging now, which is great. Rocking this Mexican look because my facial hair grows at an extortionate rate. Being brown is what it is. And yeah, let's just get into what the fuck I've been doing. So yeah, I've been focusing on music quite a lot. I've got about 6 or 7 songs stacked up. I'm going for a different strategy this year, so I'm basically just trying to figure out how I can sort of keep momentum and sort of pierce through a little bit to the next level. Working on an EP which is going to drop this summer as well, that's separate to the other songs that I've stacked up. So I've got that coming as well, which is going to be sick in my mind anyway. What else have I been doing, man? I have been working on the Crew With A View podcast. We've tried and it is going to come. It's just a lot harder than I expected to get people together. I think it's probably because we're adults, is what it is. But yeah, that is coming very soon, hopefully. So that's in the works. Also have a secret project that I'm working on, which hopefully will give me more flexibility to do shit like this and my music going forward. I can't say much more about it at the minute, but yeah, that's exciting. Also, my work has really ramped up in the last few months, and that's been taking over my life a little bit. But yeah, there's been so much shit, man. I've not really had much time to just me, because when I do have time to just me, I'm trying to do all this shit. But yeah, I'm trying to get back into that now. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Also, you can see I do have some sick signage in the back, which was given to me by a very, very, very good friend. I appreciate it a lot. So yeah, man, this is the new thing. I'm going to hopefully try and do as many as I can this year. Trying to beat last year, which I can't remember how many I did last year, but we're going to try and beat that, which is going to be hard now since I've started in fucking April. I'm committed to it, man. And yeah, just like I said, the video element has come because of having a better laptop, which is a great segue into today's episode. Am I an Apple fanboy? So I'm going to just give you a brief history of sort of my sort of exploration into Apple. Came from an iPod. My brother had an iPod mini, I remember. Basically, I was just an MP3 player, for you, those of you who don't know, which, if you don't know, then you're just better young. I'm just fucking well old. And yeah, I was like, oh, this is sick. And then, I bought myself an iPod Shuffle, just like a square one. And I was like, oh, I can use this for, like, working out I was too young to work out then. I was like, to play football, so I used to use it to play football all the time, and I'd always have like headphones in my ears and listen to music. I used to love it. After that, it was basically, I was lucky enough to get the first ever iPhone in 2007, just because I like to be fucking different, man. Like, for those of you who don't know me, which, yeah, probably most people, I always like to do slightly different things. And because this was, and I love technology, and this was a new thing, I was like, oh man, yeah, let me just get it. Fuck it, let me save up some money. So I saved up money, bought it myself. And I remember my physics teacher was pissed because he was bragging out, oh yeah, like, I just ordered the new iPhone, and everyone's like, oh, my, oh sick. And then one of my friends is like, oh sir, Harry's got one on him right now. He's like, no he hasn't. And he was pissed when he saw that I actually had it. But shout out Mr. Griffiths, is what it is. Although I did do shit at physics, so oh well. But yeah, that was my first proper foray into Apple, I would say. And then yeah, I used to basically just always look for the newest iPhones and shit like that. Got 3GS in 2009 before I went to uni. And then I went through this weird spell where like every year I'd get a new iPhone, and looking back now I'm just like, you wasted so much fucking money doing that. But yeah, that's the sort of period of life I was in. I then got my first MacBook in the year I was graduating, just before I graduated, because I was always against MacBooks just because of the way their interface is, their UI. But I started recording music with a dude who introduced me to the whole process of it in my third year at uni, and he used Logic Pro, which is only available on Macs. So I got used to using that, and then I was like, fuck it, man, let me just make this transition. And up until last year, I've been using that same Mac, and I mean, it's been shit for the last couple of years, I won't lie. But, sorry about that. But it was, yeah, it was a lot better than the previous laptops I had. So yeah, I would definitely recommend getting a MacBook just because of that. Yeah, so that was sort of my foray into Apple. So I've only ever had like MacBooks and iPhones really. Although saying that, I did also have Beats, like this was before Apple sort of bought them. And the first ever Beats I had, Beats Studio, were the sickest quality. Since then, like, I bought these Beats, which were when Apple sort of already owned Beats. I'm not gonna lie, these are shit quality compared to them, and these are like double the price. So in my estimation, they've gone down since Apple took them over. But yeah, that's basically all I've had. The reason why I've stuck with Apple is just the ease of use. Like, it's so, the UI is very easy to use for me. And the other thing is like the Apple ecosystem. So if I have something on my phone, it syncs automatically to my laptop, and I don't have to worry about auto syncing that shit. That's just the main factor for me personally. And it's just a good quality build. But that does lead me on to the second bit, which is the expense of it. Apple shit is expensive, man. I think they class themselves as a luxury brand almost, rather than an electronics brand. Which makes sense. Like, it used to be all about exclusivity and shit like that. But in the last 10 years, I don't know how the fuck this happened, but designer brands have become more accessible. Like, you see kids now to school wearing like Dior fucking trainers and shit. I'm like, yo, how the fuck are your parents like affording that shit, man? Like, when you're gonna grow out of it in about a year's time. But yeah, it's actually crazy. But that's actually helped Apple become more mainstream, I think. But there was always people who still weren't able to afford it, which, I mean, obviously it is on the higher range. So there are really, really good alternatives, which a lot of people say are better anyway. So phones like Samsung have dominated the market in the last 10 years. Laptops, you've got your Dells, your HP, like my work laptop's a Dell. For audio, Sony quality, and like there's other brands that make so much better headphones than Apple do apparently. So there are a lot of other alternatives, but just for me, it's just like I said, the ecosystem is just so easy. And that leads me nicely onto the dimes. So the first thing is, for me, speaking specifically on phones, for instance. In my eyes, if you have the money, don't skimp out, because for me, a phone is an extension of my life, and for a lot of other people it is too. And I had this conversation with my mum like a couple of years ago when I got her a new phone. She's like, oh, don't spend a lot. But I was like, mum, you use your phone loads. Like, it's the one thing that you use more than anything in your life, apart from, she uses an iPad as well, a lot, to be fair. I was like, surely it's something that you use a lot, you want to spend a lot on and make sure it's a really good quality. Because people like spend, I don't know, on some ornament in the house or something. But what's that ornament actually adding to your life? Like, apart from, you'd like walk past it every day, but you're not like doing shit with it. So I'm like, you spend a bare shit on that. I'd rather not spend on that, but spend more on the phone. That's just the way I think. But yeah, that in my head, I think if you look at how often you use it, if it's not an extension of your life and you literally just use it for calls and shit, that obviously don't spend a lot if you've not got the budget to. But if you use it a lot for shit, especially the utes, like now it doubles up as a camera and everything. So people use it to watch YouTube and shit more than laptops or anything like that. So so yeah, that's my first time. Don't skimp on it if you have the option not to. Second one is check what you need. So for instance, this is why I go back to me not being an Apple fanboy, is because I don't, when they release something, I'm not just always like, oh my god, I have to get the new one of this. Like, I got a new laptop because mine was shit. And the reason why I waited, it was because I heard about Apple Silicon a couple of years ago, and I was like, when that comes out, I know it's going to be sick, so as soon as the first laptop of that comes, I'm going to just go get it. But all I have is a laptop and a phone, that's Apple. And the reason is because I don't have the need for an iPad yet. I might do in the future, but I don't at the minute. I don't have the need for an Apple Watch yet. I might do in the future, but not at the minute. Like, I bought my mum an Apple Watch just because she's at home alone a lot, and it has that feature where, like, if you fall, you can, like, ring emergency services. So that's why I got it for her. And I know she loves using an iPad. So, for instance, I got her an iPad, but I'm not going to get her a laptop, for instance, because what the fuck is she going to use that for? I use it for my music. I use it for Photoshop now. And a bunch of other shit. It's like my main go-to at home. So yeah, check what you actually need if you are on a budget, and just max out those areas first. Third thing, try to get Apple Care, because it can be fucking expensive to replace shit if something does go wrong for your Apple product. I always say, like, I mean, Apple are really good in general. Like, if something happens to my laptop, and my old laptop, I didn't have Apple Care on it, and it was like, I mean, it lasts 3 years anyway. Like, 2 years ago, something happened to it. I literally just took it to the Apple Store. Didn't have to charge, like, didn't get charged anything. Just took it to the Genius Bar, and they just sorted it out straight away. So they are good if nothing's faulty on the hardware. If something is fucked on the hardware, then you're probably going to have to replace it, and it's going to cost a bit. So depending on how much you've spent, I would say get Apple Care. And the last thing is, Apple branded accessories are always fucking expensive, and there are so many alternatives that you can get that are probably better quality as well. So all my chargers at home, for instance, not my laptop one, but like, I always get braided cables, like, just from Amazon and shit, and they're so much better than the Apple ones you can get, and they're like quarter of the price as well. Like, it's a no brainer for me. And like, all my cases from my phone, I remember a couple of years ago I did get an Apple case and it was shit. Like, it changed, it was like a leather case, and like, the colour just faded straight away. So now I just go on Amazon and just get like a cheap case for it, or like, well, not cheap case, but a decent case, but it's like like half the price of what you'd pay an Apple. So do check out for that. I think I'm going to leave it here for now. I want to get more consistent with this, I can't promise, just because, yeah, I've been working weekends as well, which is fucking shit. But yeah, I want to try and do as much as I can. I want to give content. I need to get better at this shit as well. The main thing is obviously my music, so hopefully this will help it. But yeah, stay safe, keep it locked. I hope all of you are safe and healthy and have not got too bad COVID symptoms and shit like that, if you have got COVID. But yeah, man, that was it. I'll see you on this side. Peace.